So there I was, enjoying my day, ready to take a bath and enjoy my birthday. And then I found out that Elon Musk bought Twitter. Elon! Elon! Elon Musk! Elon Musk! Yeah, that's right. SpaceX owner, guy who smokes weed on podcasts, including Joe Rogan, in a place where they said that horse paste was a great way to cure COVID. Elon Musk. Same guy who just tweeted out after he bought Twitter, "I hope my worst critics remain on Twitter, because that is what free speech means." Yeah, that Elon Musk, the same guy who named his kid, let's just say Windows Glitch. Yeah, Elon Musk. Elon Musk. Him. This is what we're doing. Yeah, Elon. I'm sorry, I don't even know, man. Elon Musk. Elon Musk. It's annoying. This guy just posted "and be like my love in the rain." In case you need to lose a boner fast, it's just a picture of Bill Gates. Shadowban Council reviewing tweet 11.2. 11.2 responses. It's like 11.2K responses. Sorry, I'm just a bit disoriented. I was about to enjoy a bath. A nice old bath. And then Elon Musk comes in and ruins everything. So now what are we going to post on? We need a new social media site. I mean, come on. Nobody's going on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff because, like, come on, who wants that? Who seriously wants that? It's Mark Zuckerberg. As bad as Twitter is, at least we could trust the owner, but now it's going to be owned by Elon. Elon Musk. Great. You know what that means? We now have new media overlords. And I pray to the gods that it's AOL. Oh, great, Tim Armstrong. Bring back your AIM instant messenger to become a mainstream tool for the masses. Oh, Tim Armstrong. I will now play something in his honor so that he may become our next media overlord. First, let's pray. No, I don't pray. I don't want to pray to false idols. Anyway, let's just give grace. Oh, Tim, you're the best, Tim Armstrong. Please. Please, either buy Twitter or make some good actual app. Because now Twitter has been Republicanified. And now, something to remember AOL by. Thank you.